I don't believe there's an announcer this morning, so whoever is the host or hostess, go ahead.
Yes, that's correct. I'll go ahead and get started here. Good morning, everyone. My name is Susie Romack, and I am your hostess for today, and welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers this morning? Well, we're all family this morning. Good morning, everybody. Declare Victory has an app where you can submit your prayer requests. We sure encourage you to download the app and submit your requests that way. The information on the app can be found in the Victory Room, or you can ask a friend that has the app. Today is Thankful Thursday, and it's a day set aside to remind people just how thankful you are for them. Feel free to share the stories regarding this in the Victory Room. You are invited to join our separate men and women's calls on their new night, Men of Value Everywhere, and Walk It Out will be held tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. The online prayer requests are as follows. There's two of them from Diamond Gale. Her first one is for Robert Jacks, Jr. He's having surgery on his spine this morning, so praying for total healing and restoration in Jesus' name. And also one for Sonia. She has a tumor in her head that is causing headaches. So she's looking for entire healing and favor of God. The order of the call this morning are as follows. Our scripture will be read by Juliet. Our declaration from our Tanya. Prayer warrior number one is Beverly. Prayer warrior number two is Deborah Yvonne. Prayer warrior number three is E.K. Dawson. Excuse me. And closing us out today is Denise Nollis-Smith. And I'll repeat that. Our scripture by Juliet. Our declaration by Tanya. Looking forward to your declaration. Prayer warrior number one is Beverly. Prayer warrior number two is Deborah Yvonne, and prayer warrior number three is E.K. Dawson, and closing us out is Denise Nollis-Smith. Let's not forget to mute our lines, everyone. You can use star 6 or your standard mute button on your phone. Everyone have a great day. God bless you. Love you all. As I pass the call to Juliet.
Excuse me. This is Moni. Susie, excuse me, before we pass the call. I just wanted to make a real quick correction. First prayer warrior will be Marcus today, okay?
Marcus.
Again. Yes. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. First prayer warrior is Marcus this morning. Okay, as I pass the call, have a great day. God bless. Juliet, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Is there anyone else that could grab a scripture this morning? I would, but I do not have the Bible here, so I can. Okay, go ahead.
I'm reading Psalms 91, verse 1. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. May God have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of His Word.
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing a sound check as I say good morning to you. Just want to make sure that you can hear me well. And that I'm coming through loud enough. Thank you so much for, I don't know who that was that read the scripture, but thank you for stepping in. Really, really appreciate it. And thank you to everybody that participated in the call so far. And I know we say it all the time, but we really mean it. It takes several people to make sure that this well-oiled machine is running properly and that we're able to give you excellence in the morning, because it's a big deal for you to wake up early. And
Hello?
Can you guys hear me okay? Should I Should I turn the volume down?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, all right. So if you could, everyone, if you could really please remember to go ahead and put your place your phones on mute. Thank you so much. But at any rate, it's a big deal for
sorry.
You to get up the room.
Tanya?
Yes?
I'm sorry. I had my thing on mute.
Oh, Juliet. This is Juliet. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mute. I'm so sorry.
It's okay,
it's okay,
honey.
Baby. Somebody stepped in.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you. But at any rate, you know, that goes back to commitment and dedication. She was on standby. She was just being obedient. She had her phone muted. It happens to us. But at any rate, again, we want to thank you for getting up this morning, and for those of you that are in transition as you're preparing to go to work and so on and so forth. It's a big deal for us, and so we want to give you the best. At any rate, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Justina had not made any variations in her commute to work today, but for some unknown reason, she arrived earlier than usual. I hear a little bit of buzzing in the background. I don't know if that is me. Hold on 1 second. Let me just see if I can find it. Okay. Thank you, whoever made a change. Let me start all over. Justina had not made any variations in her commute to work today, but for some reason, she arrived earlier than usual. Rather than watch dust fall, she decided to clean her cubicle space and rearrange her collection of teddy bears. Once she completed that task, she realized she was running low on supplies, took inventory, and went to the supply room to replenish what was needed. She retrieved paper clips, staples, highlighters, sticky notepads. Oh, she found several different colors other than the boring pastel yellow, so she took them. She even found a gently used acrylic desk organizer that would fit perfectly on her desk. The last item on her list was pens. It almost seemed as if those jokers got up and walked away, she thought to herself, as she retrieved a handful of blue pens, a couple of black ones. She didn't really like using black pens that much because the ink didn't stand out on the papers that she had to fill out, whether it was applications or whatever, and she liked the ink to stand out to make sure she hadn't missed any areas or that the clients she was going to serve hadn't missed anything. At any rate, she got a couple of black pens and completely skipped the red pens. As she got back to her cubicle and put the items away, she found a red pen in her stack that was already in her desk. Now, how did this get there? She wondered softly out loud. Immediately, her mind drifted back to her childhood. She was about 7 or 8 years old. She remembered sitting at the kitchen table with her parents, with her dad holding her report card that had come in the mail. It didn't come electronically like they do today. They talked about the good grades she had received. She was an honor student so far. She loved school. She loved pleasing people. She just enjoyed being around people. But she especially loved the first few weeks of school when she got to wear all of the new clothes and shoes Mommy and Daddy had bought her. They talked about her good grades in English, math, physical education, science, and art. That was a little bit of a struggle because she wasn't a very good artist, but she gave it her best, as always, with anything that she did. When they got to the citizenship portion of the report card, she got an E for excellent in all areas except one small area, socialization. It seemed that little Justina was developing into quite the social butterfly, so much so that her teacher gave her a red check mark, unsatisfactory. Well, she couldn't believe it in her little mind. She was always helping people. She always added to the discussion. She was quick to raise her hand and answer the question. Sometimes she answered the question before she raised her hand because she was so excited to use a different form of art. It was word art. You see, she was a word artist. She wasn't good at drawing and making sculptures out of Play-Doh and clay and painting. But boy, could she create stories and come up with conversations. In fact, sometimes at school, she would lead the discussion to the point where Miss Boss, her teacher, would have to remind her that it was time to go back to work, or she would overlook her sometimes and answer and a call on other people instead of little Justina, who was squirming in her seat saying, "Ooh, ooh, ooh, pick me," waving her hand. Well, she knew Miss Boss saw her, but sometimes she overlooked her. Not really sure why, but she did. She didn't realize that her participation would earn her a red check mark. Surely that was a mistake. Well, as they ended the conversation at the kitchen table, she and Dad, Daddy told her to follow him. They were going to go downstairs. And she did, eagerly, la, 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 as she followed behind Daddy. And he was looking for something. When she asked him, "What are you looking for?" he said, "My bell." "Your bell? For what? What do you need your bell for?" "Well, because you're going to get a whooping." "A what? A whooping?" Little Justina was just shocked. "What in the world am I getting? Well, what am I getting a whooping for?" "Well, you got a red check mark. You talk too much in school." "But I don't talk too much. I'm just helping other people." "Well, you got to learn that you can't talk as much." Well, he gave her a couple of licks or whatever. Her little pride was hurt more than her bottom, but, you know, she was a little disappointed in Daddy for making the wrong decision, for giving her a whooping for being a social butterfly. But it is what it is. From that point on, she hated red ink, and she was determined not to get any more red ink marks on her beautiful black and white report card. Was absolutely unacceptable. It messed up the entire report card. Little Justina, bless her heart, as she reflected over God's report card now that she was a full-grown adult. God's report card? What are you talking about? Well, she was going through a situation in her life. She really needed God to show up. And as she reflected over the times, through the word, the many, many stories that she had read, for instance, like Job, who literally lost everything he had, including his health, in Job, the first chapter. But then God delivering and restoring him with twice as much. As you skip on over to Job 42, the last chapter, and we see that God blesses Job with twice as much as he lost. Then there's Daniel, who was thrown in the lion's den. I don't have time to read it all, but if you read on your own, Daniel, the sixth chapter, just talks about how that Daniel was faithful to God. And as a result of his faithfulness and the haters who were clearly jealous of the favor in Daniel's life, they snitched on him to the king, and the king had to honor the decree that he had set. Anybody that was caught worshiping any other god than him, well, they'd be punished in the lion's den. And that's exactly what happened. Fearful that the lions had torn Daniel to shreds, he got up early the next morning. I could just see the king, hallelujah, I could just see the king running down the hallway. And before he got to the opening, "Daniel," calling him out, "Daniel, are you still there?" And Daniel saying, "Yes, oh great king, I'm still here, for God, my God, delivered me out of the hands of the mouths of the lion." And then there is Esther, Queen, a beautiful Queen Esther. Listen, that woman was so beautiful. She was the most beautifulest, and I made that word up, beautifulest woman in the kingdom, who had been who was married to the king. She was selected, handpicked. You hear me? What I say? Handpicked. and selected by the king. And Esther had to make a decision whether she was going to be going to try to protect her own self or whether she was going to protect an entire nation. Because, you see, there was a hit that was placed on the people of God, the Israelites, known today as Jews. There was a there because Haman hated the Jews. It was worse than when we, as African Americans, were hated by our Caucasian brothers, who back in the Jim Crow era, there was a huge issue with race. Haman's hatred towards the Jews was 100 times more than that of what African Americans experienced. He was intent on wiping out. Do you hear me? He was intent on wiping out an entire nation. But through Esther, God delivered his people. But he needed somebody. He didn't need anybody. He made a choice to use Esther. And because of her prayers and her fasting and believing God, God delivered an entire nation. And then Justina thought about the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, which gives a glimpse of the heroines of faith, just regular common folk that God delivered. For example, Noah obeyed God's seemingly crazy instructions, as a result of his faith, he saved his family from the flood that destroyed the world, and entire new people were created just from Noah and his family being obedient to God. And then there was Abraham, known as the father of faith. He trusted God literally as his GPS system. From the time he was instructed to leave the comforts of his extended family, journey to an unknown land, became prosperous, and never, do you hear me, he never lost that wealth. He became a father at the age of 100 with his 90-year-old wife, who was clearly barren, had gone through menopause, had no more eggs left. But he made Abraham and Sarah parents in their old age. And as a result, there are countless Jews today, so many that we cannot number them, just as God promised. Way back in Genesis, you can read it for yourself. Justina thought about God's report card, and she realized that God is not a respecter of persons. According to the scripture in, I believe it is Acts, I'll find it in just a minute. I lost my place here. But at any rate, God does not do something for one person. Oh, here we are. Is 2 Timothy 3:10-11. But you have paid attention to my teaching, conduct, purpose, faithfulness, patience, love, and endurance. You have seen me experience physical abuse and ordeals in places such as Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. I put up with all sorts of abuse, and the Lord rescued me from it all. Nope, that's not the scripture. But that is an example of God rescuing Apostle Paul. Because God is not going to allow us to go through different things and then not rescue his people. God is faithful. Here it is. Peter said, I really am learning that God doesn't show partiality to one group of people over another. Rather, in every nation, whoever worships him and does what is right and acceptable to him. That's Acts. The 10th chapter, the 34th through the 35th verse, which just goes to show that God is, again, not a respecter of person, or he's not partial to people. He doesn't just do one thing for a set of folks and forget another set of folks and just leave them hanging. He is faithful. Justina reminded herself, she began to preach to herself at her cubicle, that just as God had delivered Abraham and Noah and so many other characters in the Bible, Esther and Daniel and Job, he could do the same thing for her, no matter what, because he had done it time and time again. She recalled the time when she was driving home one evening, and on her way home, she was on the bridge, and out of nowhere, she was in the fast lane, a car went from the middle lane all the way over to the lane where she was and tried to ride in the same lane. There was nothing that she could do. She was going at a rate, normal rate of speed, about 50 miles per hour on the bridge. Had she slammed on the brakes, there were cars that were sure enough that were going to hit her. There was no room for her to escape to the left, because to the left would have meant going over the embankment of the bridge. Going to the right would have meant that she collided with the car that was fastly approaching her lane. All she could do was call out the name of Jesus, and it was as if an acrylic bubble instantly protected her as that car scooted over into the lane literally with her and then accelerated. And on the car, it seemed as if an angel picked that car up and put it in front of her. Realizing what had happened, all Justina could do was to get past, cross that bridge, pull over to the side of the road, because she was overcome with emotions as she literally saw her life in front of her. And saw the hand of God deliver her from an accident that could have been absolutely a pileup. She remembered the time that God healed her body from a growth that she found, not knowing what it was, but it protruded out of her stomach. It was red and it was painful. Having no medical insurance, each and every day she got up, anointed that area with blessed oil, prayed the prayer of faith, and thanked God in advance for healing her. It was only a few weeks later when God literally, she saw that swelling go down in her stomach, become pain-free, and the thing absolutely disappeared. If God did it back then, he could do it today. She knew that God was a healer. She knew that God was a deliverer, a God of those that that diligently sought after him. My God, as she preached to herself that day, she was overcome with joy to the point of having to get up and go to the restroom and silently give God praise. She did exactly that, knowing that God was faithful, knowing that God was just, knowing that God would not leave her in this situation. She thought of one more instance found in the book of Acts, the 12th chapter. The night before Herod was going to bring Peter's case forward, Peter was asleep between two soldiers and bound with two chains, with soldiers guarding the prison entrance. Suddenly, an angel from the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the prison cell. After nudging Peter on his side to awaken him, the angel raised him up and said, "Quick, get up." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel continued, "Get dressed. Put your sandals on." Peter did as he was told. The angel said, "Put on your coat and follow me." Following the angel, Peter left the prison. However, he didn't realize the angel had actually done all of this. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. After leaving the prison, they proceeded the length of one street, when abruptly the angel was gone. At that, Peter came to his senses and remarked, "Now I'm certain that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod and from everything the Jewish people expected." Again, that's Acts, the 12th chapter, the 6th through the 11th verses. I want to encourage you today that when you feel as if all hope is gone, when you feel as if you've believed God as much as you can, to continue to believe and to trust God. And when the enemy comes in and whispers in your ear to tell you that God has forsaken you, that God has forgotten you, that God is going to leave you right where you are, that you're going to be embarrassed because you told all these people that God was going to deliver you, or that you're going to show up without this or without that, that you pull out God's report card, the one complete with red check marks, "Yes, ma'am," "Yes, sir," those check marks meaning the blood of Jesus Christ, his precious blood that he shed to save and to rescue us, not just from our sins, but from the things that we face, just as regular, everyday people, no different from Noah, no different from Esther, no different from Job, no different from Daniel, no different from Abraham and Sarah, no different from David, no different from Moses, no different from Joshua. If he could do it for those people, he'll do it for you, my sister. Yes, I'm talking to you. You who are despondent, about to give up. I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I see you in the spirit. About to give up. Don't. God's report card is full of positive red check marks to remind you that he is a friend that will stick closer than a brother. No matter what you're going through, don't give up on God, as I pass the call to Miss Beverly. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, to Marcus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, O God. We glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Tanya, Lord. Thank you for the message, O God, the reminder that you will keep your word, that your track record is good, that your report card tells us that you will protect us and that you will come through for us. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder. God, I just feel a praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the reminder, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you will come through, God. Lord, help us to continue to remember that you always have our back, that you will answer prayer, that you will come through for us, that you will, you do have us at your heart, in your mind, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us on your mind, God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that you watch over us and that you put things in our path, God, to remind us that you do love us. And we appreciate you in the person of Tanya for bringing that reminder to us now. Lord, help us not to forget. Lord, every time we open our mouths to complain, every time we open our mouths to just talk down about our situation, help us, Lord, to remember that you are there and that you are ever present and that you are God and that everything you allow, you have a way of escape or you have a reason for bringing whatever it is that is brought. And so, Lord, we praise you today. We thank you today for the declaration. We thank you, Lord, for the red check marks. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for Tanya for just pouring out today. And we pray, God, that you would pour back into her, oh God. We pray, God, that you would bless her and cover her from head to toe. Keep her strong, oh God. Keep her mind. Bless her heart right now and her household and her husband, oh God, Carl. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Give them a special boost today. And we thank you for it, God. We praise you and we glorify you. Oh, God, we just want to lift up every victor on the call this morning, oh, God. I pray that you would touch and deliver and give strength and heal and set free, God. We know that you're able to do it. We know that you want to do it. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're doing it now. Oh, God, we pray for every person that contributed to the call this morning, oh God. We thank you for their willing hearts, oh God. Every person that is going to be praying this morning, pray, God, that you would word their mouths and give them exactly what to pray for and how to pray. God, let your Holy Spirit reign over this call today, oh God. Lord, let it be new and fresh and anointed oh God. We thank you, God. We bless you for it right now. We thank you, God, that somebody is going to be encouraged this morning, that somebody's head is going to be lifted up this morning, that if not already, God. We thank you, God, that somebody's getting a little more strength this morning, oh God, that somebody's getting some motivation this morning, that somebody was about to give up, oh God, but now they are going to have the inspiration to move on and to go a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the families that is on the call right now, God, that you're blessing, that you're giving a complete healing to, God. We thank you for it right now. Oh, Lord, we praise you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus, for sending him to the cross to die for us. Oh, God, and we thank you. And it's because of him dying on the cross and shedding his blood that we can have healing and that we can have blessings. And so, Lord, we also want to lift up, oh, God, I want to lift up Sonia right now. Lift up Sonia right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray that you would bless her, God. She has tumors in her head that's causing headaches. And we're praying for your favor, oh, God, that you would heal and deliver right now. God, we're praying for Robert right now, God, as he's going into surgery on his spine this morning. We're praying for total healing and restoration, God. We thank you. We know that you can do it, oh, God. We have faith and believe, God, and trust you, God, that you will do it. God, we're praying for Tawana Turner and the Marmot family, God. We pray for Tawana to find housing today, God. We pray for comfort, God, for the Marmot family. We pray for them like as they've lost a family member, God. We pray for total healing for Candace Hunter and for Elder Pam Jordan, oh, God. We pray for direction, for finances, for Eric, and also new housing for their family, oh, God. Lord, they're going through quite a bit, God, but we know that you can heal. We know that you can deliver and that you can set free, and we believe you and we trust you right now, oh, God. Lord, as I prepare to pass the call, I pray that you will bless the remainder of the call, God, that your spirit reigns over us this morning, and we thank you in Jesus' name, amen, as I pass the call on.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I thank you for everyone that has gone before me, and I thank you for the ones that's coming after me. And I ask you to bless them and to pour back into them all that they have poured out, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, and we trust in you, and we do right unto you this day, Lord, as I lift up all of our hearts unto you. And I thank you, Father God, that we delight ourselves in you, and we thank you for giving us the desires of our heart this day and meeting all of our needs. And we, all of us, yes, all of us, we commit our ways unto you in all that we speak, we say, and we do. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that in our hearts, in our actions, in our ways, in our characters, that we are anxious about nothing, but in every situation, we come to you in prayer and petition with also thanksgiving, and we present our request unto you. And your peace, yes, Lord, your peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in you, Lord. And we thank you that we all abide in your kingdom, which is peace, joy, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we stand upon your word, Lord, that's being prayed over each and every one of us, Lord, that we don't take it lightly, Lord, that we know that your word is our life, Father God. It's your ways, Lord Jesus, that will make it where we can get through this life and the circumstances that come at us and the situations that come at us. We are in this world, but we're not part of this world, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we understand that we have to take a stand and that we are ambassadors unto you, Lord. We are the light of this world. We are the salt of this earth. If this world was to lose its light, it would be nothing but darkness. So we are so important to let you do your work in us so that we can shine, so that we can be a pillar for the people that you set in our world, in our path, Father God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your peace, Lord, that you give to us. And it's not the peace that the world speaks of, but it's your peace, Father God. And you told us, you told all of us to let not our hearts be troubled and not to be afraid, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, because we win if we do not give up. And I thank you, Father, for keeping us all in perfect peace, all whose mind, heart, character is stayed upon you. And we trust you. We lean on you, and our hope is in you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. And we thank you, Father, that we all enter your rest this day. And we thank you that our rest, that in our rest we can hear clear from your instructions. And for us this day, and as we continue in your guidance to listen and obey you in all. And I thank you, Father God, that we come to you, all of us who are burdened and heavy heart, Lord, for you will give us rest. And we take your yoke and learn of you. Thank you for being gentle and humble heart towards us, Father, and that we find rest in you for our soul. So, Lord Jesus, I bring up before you this day our marriages, Father God. I thank you for blessing our marriages, Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will work as one unto you, Father God. And I thank you if there's any hurt in the marriages, Lord Jesus, that you will point it out to them and they will receive it, Father God, and work on the hurt, Lord Jesus, so that their marriages can be better for their families, for you, Father God, and for themselves, Father. I bring up the singles, Lord Jesus, that we continue to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, and all things will, all other things will be added unto us. And that is not about just us, Lord Jesus, but it's about us to receive you, Lord Jesus, so that you can work out all the issues that we have and prepare us for who you will have us to be with in our future, Father. And I bring up our children and our adult children. I thank you for blessing them. I thank you, Jesus, that they are no longer blind. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that each and every one of them have a heart for you. I thank you, Father God, that they will have a desire to know you, Father God. And I bring up our unsaved loved ones, that they are no longer blind, but they have a desire for you, Father God. And I thank you that you are drawing them to you, Father God, and that you will watch over all of them and to protect them, Father God. So I thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that was offered up unto you this day, Lord. I thank you for enlarging our territory, and that you are keeping a hand on us, Lord Jesus, and keeping us from harm, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are blessing us, Lord Jesus, in our future, Lord Jesus, and that no one can deliver out of your hand, because when you act, who can reverse it? So I thank you for all, Lord Jesus, as I pass the call in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. God, we thank you this morning. We come. We praise God for the brothers and sisters that have come before me that are on fire for the Lord with a prayer on their lips and their heart and their mind and in their spirit, Lord God. God, we thank you for the effectual, fervent prayers of the right that they truly avail us much, oh God. God, we thank you now for this declaring victory phone call, Lord God, this prayer line, oh God. God, we thank you for those hundreds of people that are listening and have listened, Lord God, and that you would continue to bless and bless indeed each one of them as you enlarge their coast and enlarge their territory, as you bless, Lord God, each one, household by household, member by member, phone participant by phone participant, Lord God. We thank you and we declare victory, exactly what our name is, Lord God, victory over situations, Lord God, because we believe in you and we have the faith, Lord God. Victory over any situation, Lord God, because we put nothing over you, Lord God. You are over everything, Lord God. So we have victory in that. We have victory in what we even perceive as the impossible, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because without you and without your victory, Lord God, we would be nothing, Lord God. So we thank you that even as we walk in our what our name is, declaring victory, Lord God, we continue to walk and talk. We believe that faith without works is dead, Lord God. So we thank you for our faith, Lord God, that we would continue to believe. We would continue that we have the faith and walk in faith, live by faith, and live your word, Lord God, and knowing that we understand, what faith really, really is, Lord God. So we ask now that you would continue as we grow as in our prayer lives through faith, Lord God, through love, through those things that you have put in our way, Lord God, as vehicles to help us to be successful, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for everyone on the prayer list and on the prayer call, Lord God, their spoken and unspoken requests, Lord God. I pray for the young lady, I don't know who it is, but has a tumor. Lord God, bless her and bless her indeed. We just walked through this with my sister, Lord God, and we watched the tumor after 5 weeks of radiation disseminate, Lord God. And we are declaring and claiming victory can happen in her household. And bless her and all those that stand around her and stand with her in faith, Lord God, that it can be done. It happened in my house, Lord God. God, I ask now that you would bless the Friendship Church, Lord God. Bless my community choir and the ministry, Lord God, the North Bay Community Choir, Lord God. You're doing something unusually great in this Solano County area, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that there are wonderful group of Levitical priests, Lord God, that are serving you in music and in education and through your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless now the teachers, Lord God, all across this country, all across, but particularly in this Bay Area, Lord God. Bless them. Bless our kids. Bless our children, Lord God. Bless our special ed babies, Lord God. Bless those that come in day to day, every worker, cafeteria workers, and so on and so forth, the cross guards, everybody that works in the various school districts of this Bay Area. Bless them. We have put hedges of protection around our children and our youth and our young adults, Lord God. Bless our kids, Lord God, that are walking around with rage inside and hate inside, Lord God, and bless them indeed, Lord God. Let us teach them and be examples of how to release and share our testimonies and our words of faith and our stories and our victories. And most of all, let us show and spread and share some love with those young people, Lord God, so that they wouldn't be walking around angry and Lord, not knowing what to do and being despondent and not looking like they are not being defeated, oh God, that they would continue, that they would be able to share the victory that we have, Lord God, and the victory comes in Christ Jesus, Lord God. Bless every pastor, Lord God. Bless every evangelist, every Sunday school teacher, Lord God. Bless those that are teaching and speaking and preaching and doing the declaration that are in your name, oh God. Bless them and continue to bless them indeed. Bless those families. Seems like we're going through a large phase of bereavement right now. Lord God, you're still calling the roll day by day, Lord God. So many, Lord God. Bless them. Bless the hospitals and those that are sick and afflicted, Lord God, and those that daily go to the hospital and the intercessors that are praying inside the hospital volunteer workers, Lord God, and continue to bless them all the more, Lord God. And thank you that you've made the right choice to put the right people in the right place, Lord God, to do the right thing, Lord God, to be in your hospitals and to be workers and just to have a kind spirit, Lord God, to say a kind word. Bless the hospital chaplains, which is not a job that is often thankful, Lord God, but we bless you and bless you indeed, Lord God. Continue to bless and keep us. Bless the men. Bless all the other phone calls, Lord God, that are going on in your name, oh God. And then bless Dion, Lord God, as she travels with her child, Lord God, and bless them for the graduation, Lord God. And just bless everyone, Lord God, everyone. All your children, all the churches, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as I pass the call in Jesus' name.
Lord, I will lift mine eyes to you. No, we, my help. God.
God, you are my strength on this morning. You are my joy on this morning, Lord God. God, you are the lifter of a bowed down head. God, you are everything that we need you to be, Lord God, exactly when we need you. Lord God, we come to you this morning, Lord God, with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for clothing us in our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the activities of our limbs. God, we thank you that we can open up our mouth, Lord God, and give you, Father God, your due praise on this morning, Lord God. We don't take it for granted, Lord God, that you woke us, God, because so many have gone on before us. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, that last night was not our last night, Father God, but God, you woke us up this morning. God, thank you for the air that we breathe, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, that we can still keep time, oh God. God, thank you for the breath in our bodies, Lord God. Thank you for the blood, Lord God, that still runs warm through our veins, oh God. God, we bless you on today and we glorify you. God, I magnify your name on today. God, I will bless your name on today, Lord God. My soul, Lord God, longs for you on today, God. God, my sisters and my brothers that are on this call, Lord God, God, I speak peace in the midst of whatever they're going through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, open doors that no man can close. Close doors, God, that no man can open, Lord God. God, do a new thing on the inside of them, Lord God. God, give them the strength and the power, Lord God, to be the overcomer that you've called them to be, Lord God. God, they need you. We need you, Lord God. God, I come against the spirit of lack, Lord God, the spirit of poverty on today, God. God, and we curse it and we cast it into a dark, dry place, never to return again, oh God. God, restore your people, Lord God. God, make them anew, Lord God. Give them a new mindset, Lord God. Let them dream like fools on today, God. Give them witty ideas, oh God, that would make income for them, Lord God. God, call them to be entrepreneurs, Lord God. God, put a book on the inside of them, Lord God. God, put a recording on the inside of them, Lord God. God, just show them whatever their talent is that you placed on the inside of them, Lord God. And God, we'll be grateful to give your name the praise. We'll be grateful, Lord God, to give you your glory and honor, Lord God. God, on this day, the day that you have made, God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together, Lord God. God, we pray now for the nations, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you would send a revival in those places, Lord God. God, that you would reveal and expose the enemy like never before, Lord God. God, so we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, but you've come that we may have life and that more abundantly, Lord God. Thank you for dying on the cross for us, Lord God. God, thank you for freely giving up the ghost, Lord God, because God, you didn't have to do it. But God, before you went, God, you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because God, had they known that you would resurrect on the third day, had they known that you would get up with all power, had they known that that same power that you got up with, that you would transform it, that you would transfer it to your people, God, they would have never killed you in the first place. So, God, thank you for the reminder that we have the power, Lord God, the power to cast out demons, oh God, the power to lay hands on the sick, God, and the power to speak those things that be not as though they were. God, so we thank you, Lord God, that we are overcomers, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We thank you, Lord God, that the wealth is laid up, Lord God, for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our light in dark places, God. We thank you that you are our rod and our staff, God, and you comfort us, Lord God. Even though we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, God, we shall not fear any evil because, God, you are there with us. God, we thank you that you are the bridge over troubled water. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that you, Father God, are the water that we need, God, that running water, Lord God. And if we would just take one sip, Lord God, we would thirst no more. God, we bless you. To take our phones off from you, God. We want to go after you.
Hallelujah. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, make way, God. Make way, God. Yeah, yeah, Lord.
I pray today, God, shall these dry bones live again. Yes, they shall, God. We bless you, Lord. Bless you. God, we glorify you. Amen, God. We glorify you, Jesus. Thank you for mending the broken hearted, oh God. Thank you for shrinking tumors, my God. God, you are the healer, my God. The God that heals me, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord, today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood, oh God. The blood, Jesus. The blood, Jesus. The blood, Jesus. The blood, Jesus. Thank you for the blood, oh God. The blood, Lord God. That we need the blood, God. The blood, God. That keeps us, oh God. God, the blood, Jesus. That sustains us, God. The blood, Jesus. Thank you for the blood, oh God. The blood that washes and watered it. No, Lord God. God, we are just separated from the love of Jesus. No one let me, oh God. We bless you all today, God. We bless your name all today, God. We bless you and we glorify your name, God. Who is the glory of God? Who is the King of glory, Lord God? The Lord strong and mighty, Lord God. God, I will look to the heels from the front of my head, God. So my help comes from you, Jesus. You are the author and the creator, Lord God. The one who wrote heaven and earth, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would bless our children, oh God. Bless our children, oh God. Bless our children, oh God. Bless them and bless them, oh God. Oh God. Keep them, oh God, in your loins, oh God. Let the enemy not kill and destroy them, Lord God. God, I apply the blood of Jesus all over their faces, oh God. God, I apply the blood of Jesus over their minds, oh God. God, I apply the blood of Jesus over their hearts, oh God. God, I apply the blood of Jesus to their footsteps, oh God. Because God, every place that they walk, oh God, is blessed and healed, oh God. God, enlarge their territory, Lord God. Let them cast wide their nets on today, God. God, we bless you all today. God, and we glorify your name. Satan, the Lord God, we beat you. You have no power, no authority over God's children. Loose them and set them free. You have been served notice. You have been served notice.
Jesus name.
Hallelujah, God. You are a defeated foe. You are a defeated foe. You are a defeated foe. God, God, we bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. We magnify you.
There's
not like you, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes God. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes God. In the name of Jesus, God, break your people free on today, God. Set them loose, God. In the name of Jesus, God, every trick and every scheme, oh God, that the enemy has set before them, oh God. God, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Every assignment, oh God, every schism, oh God, every trick, oh God, every style, Lord, spoken over your people, God, canceled in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we cancel it in the spirit realm, oh God. We break it and we curse it now in the name of Jesus, God. God, thank you for your people on today, God. Where the freedom, where the liberty of the Lord is, there is freedom, oh God. Thank you for freedom, oh God. Thank you for freedom, oh God. Thank you for chains being broken, oh God. Thank you for yokes being destroyed, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, God. 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 We bless your name, God.
God.
We bless your name, God. We bless your name. God, we bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we bless your name, God. God, you make with great expectancy, oh God, to hear the praise report from Sonya, Lord God. God, we declare she is the healer, God. We declare she is the healer, God. God, we declare she is the healer, God. God, and no cure, Lord God, will break her out there, God, before our time, God. God, you already knew she had the walk this way before, God. God, give her the strength, oh God. Give her the power, Lord God. God, give her the courage, oh God. God, we bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. I dare you to get in and praise God as if you have no chance to do it again.
Prepare to go into love, life, and victory portion of the call. Are there any first-time callers that would like to say good morning? Okay, we're all family still. Are there interdictors that would like to say good morning that didn't get a chance to? This is the time to say good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning. Good morning, Jesse John.
Carolyn.
Who is that? I couldn't get your name.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bijan.
Oh, good morning, Dijon. Nice to hear your voice.
Good morning,
Gisela. Good morning.
And who is that?
Good morning, it's Bridget.
Good morning,
Bridget.
Good morning, it's Nija.
Good morning, Nija.
Good morning, Nija.
Good morning, it's Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Hiya.
Good morning, Saya.
Dijon was another one of my grandsons I done took in.
Oh.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's Sinai J.
Good morning, Sinai J.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, this is Kwame.
Good morning, Kwame.
Bishop O'Dowd.
Anyone else? Well, at this time then, I would like to pass the call to Tanya. Great declaration, Tanya. And everyone have a wonderful and God-filled day. Love you all as I pass the call.
Very Sylvie. Amen.
Well, good morning again, y'all. I am full. Let me tell you, I'm woe out. I am woe out from praying this morning. But I thank God. I thank God. Listen, I want to encourage you to expect God to show up and show out. And I know that people use that kind of like as a cliche. Oh, girl, we had church. God showed up and showed out. I believe that this is the season. This is the time. Today is February the 4th. I believe that God is going to do some amazing things for some people today. Maybe it's you. I don't know. But I double dog dare you to believe God for whatever it is that, whatever your situation is. That declaration is just, it was just a reminder to you that God hasn't forgotten you, that God sees exactly what's going on. But anyway, let's just go ahead and jump into the declaration. I first want to open it up to anybody that had a God moment. There are aha moments, but man, there are some God moments. And for me, the definition of a God moment is that when something, it's something stands up on the inside, and it just like your mind opens up and you're able to see something clearly and you grab a hold of faith with a death grip. Is there anybody who had a God moment this morning from anything that was shared?
Now, Tanya, I don't know if it's a God moment, but I know when you talked about that baby's report card, that was my report card. I would get good grades, you know, because I was smart, but that mouth just got me in trouble in school all the time. I had to laugh. Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. Anybody else have a God moment or an aha moment or, you know, just something that triggered a memory for you?
Hey, Tanya, it's JC. I also, the report card did it for me as well. Because I remember back when I had G's and E's, but in citizenship, I came home with a U one time, and it said, Janet talks constantly, and I got tore up. Thank you very much. Great declaration.
you. Anybody else? No? Okay. All right. Well, let's go a little bit deeper then. Anybody ever been somewhere at work, at church, you know, maybe just cooking dinner or whatever, and all of a sudden your mind puts on its tennis socks and shoes, tennis shoes, laces them up really good, sometimes steel-toe boots, and wanders off down memory lane. La, 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 let's see what we can pick up today. And before you know it, you're thinking about things that happened years ago, just out of the blue. Sometimes pleasant thoughts, sometimes not so pleasant. And you went back to a time in your life where something happened, and you realized that it helped to shape you to be who you are. Anybody ever have one of those kind of memories? Do I need to clarify the question? Like Justina, she was at work cleaning up her desk. She saw one thing, a red pen, and it triggered a memory for her. Maybe yours wasn't your report card. Perhaps it was something in your childhood or even something maybe just a few years ago, a few months ago. It triggered a memory. And you were able to connect the dots. Maybe I'll put it that way. Perhaps you were a certain type of child, or perhaps you you had a favorite hobby. And as a result, that hobby has landed you into a position now that you absolutely love, or you went back to school for it, or something like that. Anybody? Okay, y'all gonna really make me work after all that praying. I was trying not to jump to the meat, to the heart of the discussion, but let's go on and jump. Let me do it two ways. Has anybody been in a position where you had done everything that you know to do, and you are now believing God? You started to believe God, and God came through from you. Any deliverance, rescuing, miracle working testimonies that anybody wants to share this morning? I know I'm not on mute.
Hi, Tanya, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. That's weird. I've been trying to talk, but I guess you couldn't hear me. I, in preparing the declaration this past week, I began to really kind of think about the direction of my life and where God was taking me, and it really made me think about, you know, when I was younger and doing all the things with the children ministry and kind of being groomed to speak and doing all the different speaking engagements with the children and getting before children's church. And it was just kind of an aha moment for me to realize that that was kind of something that began to prep me and prepare me for what I'm doing now in ministry, you know, because I always thought I would get into broadcasting or news broadcasting, but it was just amazing the direction that my life ended up taking. And I feel like that kind of began to prep me and mold me.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you. Did the direction that your life took, did it shock you a little bit? Or does it make sense to you?
It makes sense now, but at the time I think it shocked everybody. It shocked, you know, my whole family, because for the longest I never even told anybody that I was called to preach or even felt the call, because I, you know, I knew everybody would be like, what? Like, you know, what are you talking about? But yeah, it definitely shocked me. As I began to share with people, my fear was that people would question it, but as I began to share with people, then people started saying, oh, I knew it all along. Like, I've known it for years. But I was afraid to say anything because I thought people would question it. You know, and, you know, different ones who were talking about the report card and talking all the time, that was me. You know, I had older siblings who had the same teachers, and their complaint was that, you know, she's smart, but she won't shut up, you know, like she's nothing like her brother. I used to hate that. She's nothing like her brother.
Right.
My mother finally had to tell a teacher, well, no, she's not our brother. She's Pamela.
Good for your mother. Anybody else? Anybody else want to share to that question? All right, then let's do the opposite. But I'm surely there have to be some other people that are on the line that can testify to something that that God did, that God delivered you from as you look back, you know, and connect the dots. Surely there has to be at least one other person, because it'll make it sound like only Pamela and I have had that experience, and I know that that's not true. All right, then. How about, is there anybody on the line that would be transparent enough to say or to admit that there are some challenges, or you had a challenge in your life, wanted to believe God for it, thought you were believing God for it, and kind of just are at the point where you've lost hope, or you've actually given up and made a decision that it is what it is, and you're just going to stay where you are? All right, well, I'll try one more question. Let's look at, this is one of my favorite texts, one that I find truly amazing is the scripture text in Acts, the 12th chapter. And I use this text as my foundation for the all of a sudden one day when I did a direction, did a declaration, because even though Peter was in jail for the sake of the gospel, wasn't anything that he had done wrong. Sometimes we will find ourselves in situations. It wasn't necessarily that we did anything. No different than Job. He was honorable. He was a man of God. He loved God with all his heart. But he found himself in a situation of losing literally everything. And I know that many of you have heard the story of Job. We did an in-depth series about it a couple of years ago. But losing his family, his children, excuse me, all of his children, all of his property, his servants, just losing everything, and finally losing his health. And I don't know which was more devastating, losing his health or losing the confidence that his wife, he lost the confidence of his wife, and we called her MJ, Mrs. Joe, we called her MJ, that, you know, when a man, when he's down, talk about kicking him. You know, when she told him, you know what, you stink, you're nasty, you're sick, you done lost everything, we on EBT, can't even get Section 8, we don't even qualify for that because we ain't got no money to pay nothing, you know, you ought to just curse God and die, at least I'll get the insurance. No, I'm making that part up, you know, I'm making it relevant to today. And being kicked literally, not literally, but being kicked metaphorically, while he's down, hearing that, you know, she doesn't even believe in him anymore. And being accused of doing wrong by his friends, he made a decision to stand anyway. It wasn't because he had done things wrong, even though everybody around him were convinced that he did. Yet will I still slay me, yet will I trust him. He continued to believe God. There were some times when he got frustrated, just like we will get frustrated when we are waiting on God to his manifested presence. We get frustrated, and sometimes, you know, maybe y'all don't want to admit it. Sometimes, you know, well, for me, I've wanted to give up. Something inside of me, though, would not allow me to. Something inside of me would not allow me to get to the point where, you know, just forget it, God, and start blaming God and fussing at him. Something inside of me, not because I'm such a good person. That word I've deposited over the years, I think only allows me to go so far. You know, that's just me having a momentary pity party, which is exactly what Job did. And then he got his head right. He got his mind together, especially when God spoke to him and said, where were you when I created the foundations of the earth? Where were you when I set up the boundaries for the water of the sea. Where were you when I hung the stars and the moon in the sky? Where were you? Where were you? You think I don't know what's going on with you? I know exactly what's going on. Have a seat, sir. Let me do my thing and work it out. And to this day, because of Job's humility and obedience to God, we are able to reference his situation and use it as part of our report card about God, about what God will do for us. And Job was blessed double. So he had 7,000, or he had 1,000 lambs before. Now he had 2,000. You know, in his old age, he had 10 kids all over again. I don't know if MJ was the mama or not, but he did. Right? So when we look at our lives and we look at the things that God did, we are so quick. Let me ask, is there anybody on the line that has ever been believing God for something? And it just seemed like the self part of you said, you know, God, I'll never follow through for me. You know, he blessed everybody else but me. But you've forgotten what God did last month or last year. You've forgotten about the report card. And it's not until the Holy Spirit reminds you that you go, oh, my God, yes, he did. And you grab hold of that faith. Anybody ever been there before?
Tanya, Sister Tanya.
Brother Jeff. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for saying that there's been times that you felt like you wanted to give up, but there's something down on the inside of you that wouldn't let you give up. Because I experienced that periodically. And, you know, I was just the opposite of that soap butterfly you was speaking about in your declaration. And when you shared how that her father was looking for his belt to discipline her, whether or not it was the right choice for him to do, I wish I had a father in the household to discipline me and put some fear in me, because I was just the total opposite of that social butterfly. I wouldn't open my mouth in class. Matter of fact, half of the time I didn't even show up. So I always struggled in that area. And I think that's a part of my struggle today, even though I'm on the winning side of the struggle, but I think that's a part of my struggle today, to where that sometimes I get a little weary. I feel a little like I want to give up. But I thank God that there's something down on the inside of me that won't let me give up. And I got to declare victory just in time to hear a message that said, I will win if I don't quit. That put a little bit more wood up under the fire for me. So thank you for that statement. That sometimes, if you even sometimes feel like you want to give up, but there's something down on the inside that won't let you give up, that's what I need. I like to say to all the men on the line, glad to hear your sounds this morning. The men's call tonight, I want to encourage and challenge every man whose voice I heard on the call this morning to plug in with us tonight at 6 p.m. Thank you for hearing me out.
Okay,
that's
God bless you. Yes, who's that?
This is Deborah Yvonne. I just wanted to make a little short comment.
Okay.
for me, the way how I look at it is that I can't give up, because what am I going to go back to? The Lord has taught me so much, and he has deposited so much in me that I can't go back. And he has shown me that even if you're in this world, you're going to still have the same problems. So why not be with him, and then you have him working with you side by side. You have your help. You have everything in him, and you have already won. But if you go back to the world, you don't have him there with you. And so any time that my heart feels like it's going to fail, I get a little nudge from the Lord, and I said, I'm not going back. I'm going forward. And even if I can't see my way, Lord, sometimes, you know, when things happen, I'll get a little emotional, but the thing that I blurt out in my mouth is that I will trust you. I mean, I may have to say that over and over again until it gets in my heart, because I'm going to trust him in each and everything. Because this world and this life can be heavy, but the Lord tells us to cast our cares on him. And since he said it, I'm going to practice it. Because the things and the problems and the issues in this world can really make you depressed. It can really get you down. But I put my trust, I put my hope in him, and I'm so glad that he is the Lord in my life. He's my God, and he watches over me. So I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome, Deborah. And actually, that is the stand that that I take, is that I remind myself, well, Tanya, you can make a decision not to believe God anymore. You absolutely can do that. But what is that going to do for you? Then you have no covering. You know, how is that going to make things better? You going to make it better? If you made it better, if you could make it better, it would have been better. Clearly you can't. So I have this conversation in my head about, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely retarded for me to do that. And I'm not doing that. And then I transfer I redirect my energy, and I start to give praise to God right there and then. May not be an out loud, because it depends on where I am. I may not praise him out loud like I would if I was at home or at church, but literally in my heart, God, thank you for helping me to remember that. And then I remember, oh, devil, you was trying to punk me. You ain't punking me. I'm about to punk you. How about that? I'm going to stand right here and start screaming like I'm crazy right here in my house. I'm going to go get me a pot and a pan. I'm going to start beating it and walk them out, march around my house, shouting shouts of praise, giving God shouts of praise about how good he is to me. Whatever it needs, whatever I need to do to distract or redivert my thinking. Because our victory is not going to come. I think this is where this is where I can get cut off or thrown off. I can't speak for you, but remembering that there's some work required as it relates to our belief in God, that things just don't automatically happen. And I can't remember what discussion, well, I guess I'll just do a monologue since y'all don't want to talk. If somebody want to talk while I'm talking, just interrupt me. But we were having a discussion, I think either it was this week or last week, but it was pretty recent, and we were talking about going through things. And there's something inside of me that believes that sometimes we feel that because we're saved or because we've given our lives to the Lord or because whatever, you know, and we're living a positive life, that we will be problem-free. That is not true. If you're somebody that's thinking that you must have sinned or done something wrong because you're going through something, stop it. That's retarded. Stop it. And the reason that I say stop it is that the scripture tells many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them from them. But I'm paraphrasing, but the Lord delivers them from all of them, in other words. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. When we look at scriptures that say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, we hear what we want to hear. We're not going to have no weapon. Let me finish this point, and then I'll let you speak. We're not going to have no weapons. It didn't say that, or we wouldn't have things that come up against us. It says that No weapon form, not that they wouldn't form, no weapon formed against us will prosper. But sometimes we read the word and apply it the way we want to. We don't take it and break it down and dissect it so that we fully understand it. Who was that? Was that Patty?
No, it's Imani. Good morning. Thank you for your declaration. Good morning. Yeah. It's something on the inside of me that doesn't want to give up on my mom. They wanted to pull the plug and put her on hospice. And it's just something tugging at me. And everyone is against me saying no. I shouldn't say everyone. The doctors and my sister are saying no, just let her go. But it's something on the inside of me that says no. And I told the Lord, I said, if it's your will, then let it be done. If she go in for a colonoscopy and if something happens and she has a heart attack, whatever, that's your will. And I told my mother, I said, if you're ready to go, go ahead. There's no reason for you to stay. But if she's not in distress, and I feel like those are trying to play God, then they're not God, then it's in God's hands. So it's something that's tugging at me that says no. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to trust God on this one. And although I'm afraid, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but I just, something says no. Let God be God and let him take his course. So thank you for your declaration.
You're welcome. God bless you. You stand on what you believe God for. That's all we can do. Anyone else?
This is Rosanna.
Hi, Rosanna.
Hi. I sometimes want to give up on my son because of the decisions, the unwise decisions that he makes and is making. And right now, one of them, his dogs probably are better off at the animal shelter ready to be put down today. It hurts me because they're sweet dogs, even though I'm not an animal lover. They are pit bulls. But just the things that he's doing because he's homeless right now and the dogs are wherever he can get somebody to keep them. But I don't have a lot of contact with my son, and it's not because of my choice. It's his choice because he wants to do his own thing or whatever. He wants to do him. And I make attempts to see him on Sundays, and sometimes that has been futile. I've gone out and he's nowhere to be found. I don't know where he is. On occasions he'll text me and say he's alive and well. We'll call whenever he gets ready. But I want to know that he is okay, but I really don't want to know the other stuff because then my heart is hurting because of what he's doing or what he's not doing. But I can't give up on him. I still pray for my son that, you know, he gets himself together. I even told him about the jobs at Chevron. His dad even called me yesterday and was telling me that he would tell my son about jobs and things and I don't know, but I can't give up on my son. But I do pray for him, and I ask you guys to continually pray for my son, CJ, as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosanna. And just keep doing that, praying. You know, he's got to figure something. It's something in his head, obviously, that, you know, he needs to figure out, or he has to be tired of, you know, his situation and fight for himself, you know. And I can imagine as a mom how you feel, and we all process things differently, but you do exactly that. You know, you're standing in the gap for him, and that's what you should do. stand in the gap for him and let him go through this process. So God bless you. We will be praying for you. Anybody else? All right. Well, I just want to encourage you all to continue to believe. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Tanya. Can you hear me?
Yes.
As you were talking, it really kind of made me, the other night I was studying Mark, the 8th chapter, and, you know, you were talking about how, you know, sometimes, you know, we get discouraged or we forget what God has done. And like in the 8th chapter of Mark, it talks about how Jesus was feeding the 4,000, which is like a whole different miracle that he did than the feeding of the 5,000. And it was just amazing how the disciples, even after they fed the 4,000 and, you know, he took them in a boat and took them across the other side and they had one loaf of bread, it's like they started panicking like, oh, we only have one loaf of bread. What are we going to do? We're not going to have anything to eat. And, you know, to me, it just made me realize how quickly we forget what God does for us and how quickly we are so quick to, you know, not remember the blessings that he continually does. And I think that's what sometimes will cause us to get it to in those moments where we give up and because we fail to remember. And, you know, then he goes on to tell them, like, don't let the leaven corrupt you, like the leaven of the prophecies, the Pharisees, because the Pharisees were, like, really taunting Jesus about show us signs. And, you know, it's like we can't let people around us, you know, make us think that just because we're not being blessed right now or healed right now immediately that it's not going to come for us or that God has forgotten about us. You know, we can't let that yeast ruin the whole bread. And it was amazing to me because as I begin to read that chapter in Mark, later on Jesus does a miracle where he heals this guy with who's blind and he spits on his eyes. And in most times throughout the entire Bible, whenever he did healings, people saw immediately. Like it was like an immediate, instantaneous healing. But this gentleman, he didn't see instantly. It's like at first he was like, I see trees, men like trees. And then Jesus had to lay his hands on his eyes again. And it wasn't until that second time that he finally was able to see clearly. And so to me, that just lets me know that it's not going to come when we want it to come, but it will be on time. And we can't give up. You know, not everything is going to be an instant healing. And not every time is it going to be, it's not going to look the same every time. But, you know, we're not supposed to walk by sight, but walk by faith. And if we continue to walk by faith and trust God in every area of our lives, you know, we won't get distracted and we won't get discouraged. And we won't let other people make us think that, oh, you must have sinned, you must have done something wrong. I know many people told me that as it pertained to my health. And I had to continue to, like, block out all the naysayers and just trust God.
Thank you for that, Pamela. That is so true. The first thing, you know, this song popped in my head. I know this is a prayer call. What have you done for me lately? Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. That's how we are with God. If he's not, sometimes, if he's not blessing us every minute, well, you know, daily or whatever, if we go through something or we don't hear from him and, you know, I prayed yesterday and I'm still waiting on an answer. It's just like, my God, even me, Tanya, slow down. You know, I've learned to become patient. I've learned to wait on God, which is something that helps me to grow up. It helps to refine and define my character as I'm waiting for God and trusting and believing him and reviewing that report card. That declaration was for me today, too, is to continue to believe God. The amazing thing is that just because we don't see him working doesn't mean that he's not working behind the scenes. God absolutely can suspend the natural law of time and order and everything to do things for us supernaturally. It can also allow things to happen in a natural course. In the scripture that I shared with Peter, when that was truly miraculous for the angel to wake up. Now, you have to understand, get a picture of this in your mind. He's not just in jail like at 850 Bryant Street or Santa Rita or whatever holding jail. He is inside the inner jail cell that they had. He is chained. So, you know, they used fodder. What do you call those things? Oh, my God. It's not a fodder. Whatever. Those wooden things that where you're chained to this wooden piece. I don't know why I can't think of that name right now, but he's stockade. Chained between. Yes, he's in the stockade, but he's also chained to two guards. He's not just in jail, you guys. And there are guards outside of the door. So there's guards inside the cell where he is. Guards outside of the cell door, which is locked. So the guards are literally locked inside of the jail with him. He's chained to them. And then he's got an angel of the Lord came, told him to stand up. Now, when the angel came in, you got to realize he's still chained. But as soon as he stood up, the chains fell off. Nobody hears it. Nobody. Nobody hears him putting his sandals on. Nobody hears him getting his coat and putting it on. Nobody. He gets from in between those guards. The iron gate is opened for him to walk through the gate. He walks down. None of the other prisoners say, "Hey, where are you going? Let me out too." Everybody is in a deep, deep sleep. He walks out. And walks a block away from the jail, and then the angel, who was his covering at that time, who was assigned to protect Peter, vanishes. Now that's one of those all of a sudden blessings, right? One of the miraculous types of blessings where he didn't use people. And then there are the blessings that come where God uses people. He puts it on the heart. Maybe there's a financial challenge that you have, and he puts it on the heart of somebody else to meet that need or meet part of that need, or perhaps you're going through something at the job, and you're being persecuted at the job, and somebody out of the clear blue sky says, "That's not what she did," or "That's not what he did. I saw them. They did X, Y, and Z," and the person that lied on you, like in the case of Daniel in the lion's den, being accused of some stuff, when he hadn't really done what he did, what they said, and he wasn't ashamed of it, but he was going to stand for God. So there are all kinds of situations where God can use any resource or source that he makes a choice of. But just because he doesn't deliver us instantaneously or immediately doesn't mean that he's not working on our behalf. When he does deliver it, sometimes God just wants to put us in a situation or allow us to go through a situation. It's not wasted. So that he can use your example, like he did Job, he can use your example as a testament, as a witness to other people. So a lot of people they just believe the Bible is full of, you know, Bible stories and things that happened way back then. Some of you even on this call may not even believe those things. But when I use my experience of what God is doing in my life, or Marcus uses an experience in his life, or Dion or Dee Dee or so many other people, when we use our own experiences and talk about what God did, especially for some of you, like some of you have been on the call from since its inception, and you've heard my testimonies of God delivering me from myself, from unforgiveness, from not having a job, being terminated from a job, and then being blessed with the purpose that I have today. Some of you have been on journeys with me from a distance, you know, indirectly affected and impacted, but it encouraged your faith because I shared my testimony. And some of you on this call have said to yourself, if God did it for her, he could do it for me. If God did it for him, he could. That's the purpose. We declare victory so that we can be a blessing to one another, so we can help to increase one another's faith. And regardless to whether you spoke at all or not, I know that every single one of this person can point back to a time when God has delivered you from something, when God, you know without a shadow of a doubt that it was God. You know it was God.
Hey, Tanya.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you, sister, for just always encouraging me because I didn't wake up going to work this morning, and I'm getting better, and I thank you for you, what you poured into me, and to learn that it's in those places when, you know, we can, it's easy to praise God when, you know, we're celebrating good things and we're giving him glory because things are going good, but it's in the waiting, and it's in the, you know, we're processing life situations that we have to really, really apply his word back to him and know that he is going to bless us, and we have to really count it all joy. It's easier said than done. But it is about our faith, and it's about trusting him to do what he's done before. And, you know, and we can use the Bible stories because they're good, but a lot of us have real-life stories. We're going through things right now, and we have to remember when he brought us out of that stuff. And it's not always an easy process because going through life stuff is hard. But we have to, if we are believers, to trust that he is God and he's good, and we have to have faith in him to know that he's going to keep his promises. And that it's that living faith that's working for me. And I know that I'm going to get through it. So it's that waiting period. And you're right. If we allow and be transparent and take our mess and turn it into a message to encourage someone that may be going through sickness and disease. Somebody went to chemo this morning. Somebody went to dialysis this morning, whatever the story is. Somebody is homeless, and like Rosanna's talked about her son, my heart weeps for her and CJ, but I'm trusting God that he's going to cover him through this journey that he's going through. He's going to give Rosanna a peace of mind as a mother with a son. And so I know how that feels to worry about your child, but we have to turn that worry into worship and say, God, I trust you. Give him over to the Lord because he created him. Our kids are just loaned to us anyway, and if we get that concept and know that, so we won't worry as much because worrying does absolutely nothing but give us gray hair, gives us ulcers, it gives us frowns. So to really trust God is real for me right now in every situation. I'm counting it all joy no matter what anybody says, think, does. I don't care about a bill collector. I don't care about, you know, whatever the situation, I'm going to count it all joy. I'm going to praise him in the midst of it because he got this. He's going to move the storms. He's going to change situations. So we just have to really tap into that faith. And like you said, on this call, day in and day out, believe what we're saying when we pray. Not doubt him, but know it's real. Yeah, going through it, it's a process. Just trust the process and keep going. And I always have to go back to that. We win if we don't quit. I'm just blessed by you this morning, as every morning. I love all my victors, and I'm praying for each and every one of you. Love you.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Thank you so much. Anyone else before I wrap it up? I don't want to keep you guys. All right. So as we wrap up this morning, I want to encourage you to look up God's report card on your own. And I also want to encourage you to take a look at your life. You know, it might be a good idea for you to, if you're currently facing a situation, it might be a good idea for you to write down some of the things that God has done for you in the past, no matter how small. I believe that as you begin to sit down and write, that God will reveal to you things that you've forgotten about. And just know that if God did it for you before, see, here's the thing, you guys. He is not setting us up to fail. God wants us to win, but we have to participate. Doubting God is not participating. Doubting God is, and not that you are. You know, it's easy for me to say, oh, just believe God. It's easy for those words to come out of my mouth. And it is a simple concept. It just can be challenging if we make it challenging. It's not impossible, because if we look at God's report card, we see people who God has worked through and worked on behalf of, right? So again, if he did it for them, he can do it for us. Now, ain't none of us being threatened with being thrown into a lion's den. Not a one of y'all. The lions, not just regular lions either. These lions, they they keep them, they don't feed them for a while, so that it was a form of punishment. So that when someone is thrown in the lion's den, literally the people may be torn to shreds before they even hit the ground, as was the case for these haters. So all y'all waiting about, worried about your haters, and why are they doing this to me, and they're getting away with it. They ain't getting away with nothing. They're getting by. Because you reap, that's the word. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whatever you, some people call it karma, some people call it payback. It's the word. So those same haters that reported or snitched on Daniel got the same exact punishment that Daniel did, except with a twist. When they were thrown in the lion's den, before their bodies even hit the ground, those lions had torn, not one lion, lions, had torn those men to shreds. So for those that are concerned about the dose of hateration that you've been getting, listen, hold your head up high, keep doing what you do. Don't give your haters the stick to beat you with. And be encouraged. No, God sees what's going on. And he'll take care of them eventually. It's not your job to do that. So anyway, y'all, I want to encourage you today to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Believe God for the impossible. Believe that God can do what he said he would do, but you have a role to play. The role is your belief. That's the work. And when he tells you to move, to move. If he tells you to stand still, stand still. If he tells you to make a right, make a right. He can see further out than we can. So I hope that something was said that really blessed you today, and that you'll be encouraged to keep going. Love y'all. Talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget the men's call tomorrow. We're going to get an amazing word, I believe, fresh from heaven, from our wonderful son, Marcus. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time. Love y'all. Bye-bye.